Julian Ennis there. He's with the Knox County 4-H and the U of I Extension. He's one of those who mentors the students involved in the robotics programs here. And Jacob Betts, who's involved in the program, is a student that went to a world competition in Detroit. I think a few months back we talked a little bit about this ahead of the world competition, but Jacob is back along with his mom, Kendra, who are all in studio. Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Good evening.
Thank you.
So you went to the first ever Jacob World Robotics Competition in Detroit. How cool was that?
It's a pretty cool thing to see. I mean, they have a lot of teams, and it's just a big get together of all the teams that make it and the finalists for Dean's List. So it's a really cool opportunity. And this year it was held in Detroit. It used to be held in St. Louis. So
okay. Julian, maybe I'll let's backtrack here a little bit. How is it that Jacob got to go to this conference? What happened leading up to the trip to Detroit here?
Oh, what happened was Jacob's part of our program in the robotics field of 4-H. That's in the area of FIRST, which is for recognition and inspiration of science and technology. Sorry, I had to spit that out.
Oh, that's all right.
And and a part of his the criteria met was is how, as being part of that team, is he sharing the world of like FIRST, you know, how is he sharing FIRST to other members? Is he mentoring, or is he showing to others the whole STEM aspect of what robotics is to others that might not know or what have you?
If I remember from a couple of months back when you all were here, that to me I think is the most amazing part of this. Basically, you're building a robot, right? Mm. And you're collaborating, and if there were problems, you're collaborating to fix the problem,
right?
And to me, that's probably almost just as important, if not more important, than actually having the robot itself, right?
Right, right. So the kids are grouped together, 15 to a team, and they problem solve, and each year they have a challenge. Jacob is one of our core members of the team. He's actually the coach, and he actually, for the driving aspect of the project or the drawing a blank here, but
the robot game,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
And he also works in the programming, which is the Java language, which he knows very well. And the team nominated him, and out of Illinois, there was only four that actually went on to the world competition.
That's got to be a big honor for you, Jacob.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's just a process, you know, to get there, but to be there and to be able to just be around those people that, you know, have that kind of values too is pretty inspirational.
Kendra, you've got to be, this is probably an understatement, but you got to be pretty darn proud.
I am very proud of Jacob. He works really hard for our team. He mentors the kids on our team, but he also mentors kids that are on other teams.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's helped out some teams in the FL teams in the Peoria area that I remember when he came home from doing it, he was all happy because the one little boy gave him a big hug and said, "We couldn't have done this without you."
You know, and I think that probably is even more important than just being able to mentor, right? I mean, it's a competition to a point, but it's not completely about being competitive, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the first core values is gracious professionalism.
Yeah.
And that is something that the children have to learn, that yes, you are competing against each other, but you are also still cheering them on and helping them to get where they want to go.
So, Jacob, you went to this competition in Detroit. Kind of talk about what happened and what you were doing there and that type of thing.
So the original interview happens at the regional competition, and then you move on to state and then to this competition. And at the world competition, there's a luncheon on one of the days, and they have a lot of speakers in the big FIRST community, like the founder. His name is Mr. Dean Kamen. He's actually he actually created the Segway, the insulin pump. So he actually got to speak to us, and they had like the dean of admissions for MIT and Yale there, and they were speaking to us in a conference room. So It's cool.
So you were spending a lot of time listening to all these other people as much as were you competing in some form or fashion there?
No. Okay. I wasn't actually competing. They had like notes and things about so that once they got there, they had these advisors pick who was actually going to be the winner, the 10 winners, but those finalists, they go there and they don't actually have to actually do anything other than they get to listen. So,
wow, good reward. We got to listen to a whole bunch of people all day. Right? And you, unfortunately, you weren't selected to be a part of that finalist group.
The winner group, I was not selected to be one of the 10. But
But the experience, though, is really what counts, right?
And they structure the whole luncheon on the finalists. They weren't so focused on the 10 winners. All of the admissions, they were talking about, you guys applying, and they were talking about – and I think the biggest thing was is that the founder was talking about – it's kind of ironic. He said, there's no free lunch, and it was about, you got here and we need people to be ambassadors for the first program and help expand it in the future. And that's sort of one of the great things that came out of it is, I got to be there, I got to go, but there's no free lunch, so I still gotta work, in creating a good environment in our community.
That kind of leads to my next question. What else did you learn, and what were some of your other takeaways from this that you can take back to your team and all those you're mentoring?
I definitely, just going there and seeing a lot of the teams, there's a lot of work to get there. So I think that's one of the things that we're going to try to push on the team next year, and I'm going to be a senior. And I think that, give it a last go to try to get there as a team because, I know I went by myself, but I'll be honest, I wanted to go just as much as a team with, my teammates I worked so hard on the robot on as well. But I think that inspiring people to know that it's not about the robot is really what I want to take away from this. And just so everybody knows, it's not about the robot, really. It's just a project. It's really about the experience that you get from it and what you learn about gracious professionalism and core values. And they can be used for anything other than robots, too.
Mm-hmm. Kendra, is that a fair assessment?
Yes, I'd say so. I think FIRST is a great opportunity for kids to learn what they need for their careers for the rest of their lives. We all need to practice gracious professionalism,
yeah, mm-hmm,
and cooperation, and have some, core values for how we work as a team.
Julian, your thoughts? Is this the end of the season, or do you take a break before you start back up?
We'll start up again in the fall for both our first Lego League and for the FTC First Tech Challenge.
Oh, Lego League. Now you're talking my language here.
But like Kendra and Jacob said, there's not really any it's just challenges,
Yeah.
So you could overcome them and, master what you need to do to become proficient in whatever you do, whether it be the robot or just life skills.
Are you looking for more students to be a part of both the robotics and the Lego League?
Most definitely. Growing it is one of the things that primarily my job I want to do. But we can't really grow the program without having that, mentor, that caring adults want to share back to whatever they know, or to be around kids and they both learn. It could be on like a linear type plane, The coaches can learn, the kids can learn, but all together – to wrap it up and have, that aspect of sharing.
How can folks get involved?
Get a hold of the Extension Center, me at the Knox County Forge Extension. Phone number's in the book, but it's 309-342-5108.
342-5108. We're pretty much out of time, but Jacob, Kendra, anything else you want to add?
No, thanks for having us.
Yeah, if you want to seek it out, join it. Mm-hmm. We got people who will do it, so.
Well, Jacob, congratulations for getting that far, and thank you for serving the community and representing this area extremely, extremely well. I think I probably speak for a lot of people to say we couldn't be more proud of you.
Thank you.
Kendra, thank you so much
as
well.
Thank you.
And Julian, thanks for coming in as always.
Not at all. Thank you.
We'll probably talk to you in the fall, I'm sure.
Definitely.